What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another Fortress Focus Minute presented by the Function Versus Fiction podcast. So for some of you that might actually be interested in it, WrestleMania 35 is right around the corner, and that's going to be at MetLife Stadium coming up April 7, 2019. And the one thing I wanted to point out where it kind of broads in with the kind of rounds in with the Function Versus Fiction here is you got Seth Rollins against Brock Lesnar for the WWE Universal Championship. Seth Rollins is 6 foot one and a main eventer. You had guys like Shawn Michaels back in the day. You had guys like Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio, our official correspondent on the line, all things comic book related and sports entertainment related, the great Huron on the line. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Right on, right on. So I was just going on a rant real quick because we grew up in the Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Wars. And we would kill back in the day to see a guy barely 6 foot competing for a huge title for something like this, man. What are your thoughts?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is kind of a dream. I never thought I would see that on that mainstream level. Guys in that range, because yeah, at the time, Shawn Michaels was kind of the smallest of the small, and right. Now he's 6'1". There's been guys since his time smaller than that. So he was kind of the precursor to it, and then you have Eddie Guerrero at 5'8" come in.
Right, right.
He has a title run, does huge things with it. But the thing with him that always stood out to me, his matches were never treated like a David versus Goliath match. He was never treated like a little guy, like it was a gimmick. He was just Eddie.
Right.
He was athletic. He was pushing moves left and right.
Charismatic.
He was telling
too.
A story in the ring. He had character work. He had all of it.
Precisely.
He just happened to be under 6 feet.
Right, right, and huge skill, huge skill set, and of a pedigree too. Like I totally agree with you there. But I know it's not necessarily the main event, but to us, it's the main event. Mr. AJ Styles against Randy freaking Orton of all people, but whatever. AJ Styles, we know he's the man, the offensive innovator, and the guy that got the biggest pop that never set foot in the WWE till the Royal Rumble a couple of years ago. I mean, is this a dream or what, too? I know I'm going to be paying attention to that a little bit more, but you got a guy like that now. Again, unheard of, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's extremely rare that you have a guy that was not built from the ground up by WWE that ends up at the level AJ Styles is at, on top of that being under 6 foot. He's 5'11".
Right.
That didn't happen back in our time. When we were really, really into it, and he's actually the thing that drew me back into it. But I heard he was getting signed. There was rumors, and so I started paying attention to WWE again because they're finally starting to catch up with the interest that the indies have generated with smaller guys. People want to see athleticism. They want to see, well, to take it back to the podcast, they want to see the function. And the fiction's still there. The characters are still there.
Gotta be.
There's
yeah.
not a Rock right now. There's not an Austin. There may never be again.
Sure, sure.
But they're picking up that slack by getting into the athleticism. You're seeing moves. You're seeing the type of things that you could only kind of back in my day, you had to download it on Napster. I remember doing this, downloading for like 3 days straight to get an AJ Styles match in like a high school gym.
Right. Back in the day.
And now
right.
it's right there on the network.
Right. Beautiful.
You know, it's WrestleMania. And that's the only reason I'm tuning in for that match.
Yeah. These kids are spoiled these days. They don't know what real suffering is when it comes to this kind of stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember trying to download...
and that was dial-up, by the way.
Yeah, it was dial-up, trying to download trailers on a real player to be able to play the newest Titantron for D-Generation X and whatnot, huh? It's ridiculous. Terrible. But again, AJ Styles, not necessarily headlining, but he's headlining in our hearts against Randy Orton. And Seth Rollins against Brock Lesnar for the WWE Universal Championship. Both guys barely over... you ever take an inch? 6 feet? I know this is, again, unheard of. I don't know if Vince McMahon ever... Did Vince McMahon ever say that? You could tell he didn't really necessarily want guys... It was always a gimmick, just like you said, like a David versus Goliath. Like, oh, these are special entertainment attractions, but not necessarily on the main card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it was usually because the big guys were injured or something, so he had to do something with somebody.
Yeah, and move them up just for temporary usage, and then, okay, we're going to bump you back down to the appropriate... first match, middle card, lower middle card, or whatever else, or shoot, even the on Sunday Night Heat, you get that match. You're not going to be on the pay-per-view, right? Terrible.
Anyway, you end up as half the tag team. You're the fast guy matched up with the big guy.
Right. to get thrown over onto the Spanish announcing table. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in. This has been the Fortress Focus Minute on the Function versus Fiction podcast. The great Huron joining us. Thanks again, bud. Catch you guys on the next one.